KCNR AM 1460. Good morning. You're listening to Carl and Linda this morning. We welcome you. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. The time is 7:05.
Are we on? I can't hear us.
Good morning.
Are we on?
You are absolutely on.
Okay,
all
good
right.
Morning.
Wow. Good morning.
Okay, we're getting it
okay,
all worked out.
You need
out
to turn
here.
Us up a little bit here.
There we
here.
Go, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, okay. Good morning.
What is it? What is today? Wednesday?
Yeah, welcome to Wednesday.
It's hump day.
The 8th of May. It's hump day. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like today, sweetie?
Hey, good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning. It's currently 65 degrees. Our highs today will be 91. Mostly clear tonight with our lows of around 65. Sunny then with our high of 91 on Thursday. Thursday night, mostly clear and a breezy with lows of about 62. Did feel a little bit of the breeze come up there. Yeah, we've had a little bit of gust come up. Friday, sunny, high of 92. Friday night, mostly clear with 61. Saturday, sunny with a high of 92. And on our beautiful Mother's Day, don't forget, folks, I went yesterday to Safeway to get my cards. Sunny with a high of 90. Going to have a beautiful weekend. So if you want to go take a picnic or a walk or do something with outside activities, we're going to have beautiful weather here in the Reading area. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
Okay.
Can I get a shout out?
You sure?
I got a couple shout outs because I've been gone for a while.
Okay.
All right. So it's just been, you know, a lot of people have been suffering with allergies and whatever. Just, you know, this has been an accumulation of just a lot of things. Tuesday morning I woke up and my eye was totally swollen shut. And I'm thinking,
it wasn't because I was defending myself.
No, I knew. I've taken my contacts out. I'm just newly starting to try to do the entrance and the exit of putting those things in. So I feel like I got them out. But in the process, I went to go cut our beautiful roses because everything's so happy right now. Everything's blooming and gorgeous. Anyway, so I thought, well, maybe I got some allergy. Anyway, you looked up to try to find somebody, like an emergency, because I thought maybe I scratched my eye or something. And I went to Dr. Lee. Insight for sore eyes. So I'm just doing a shout out for a few people right now that I think she in the way that she explained things to me, it was I learned a lot in that 20 minutes of being with her. She, you know how kids used to flip their eyelids inside out?
Remember? Yes.
I remember that.
Okay, I never did it, but gross. People did it. They flipped it. Okay, so she did that to me. And she said that, you know, people can have little pockets of allergy pockets inside their eyelids. And I never knew that. So she was showing me a diagram of what they meant and the title, you know, what it's called. And I said, is that, you know, is that a Greek terminology? And it's called kathos. And anyway, so I, you know, I'm always asking, I'm always interviewing people. It's my nature, but she was really good. So Sight for Sore Eyes, the gal there, really good. So then Wednesday, I went to go see Storm Large, took some girls, Storm Large at the Cascade. Fabulous. Just rocked my world. I stood in line, got an autograph book, bought a record. And she is just, you know, she sings to the bone. And it was just really rocked my world. So didn't hoop and holler or any of that stuff so much. I mean, I really just enjoyed her. And I needed to be motivated because Thursday night I started singing and doing the five-week stretch. Wake up Thursday morning, I absolutely have no voice. My girlfriend calls me in the morning, Bertha. Hey, Linda. And I'm thinking, and literally, I call Carl and I'm croaking. I'm supposed to sing Thursday night. So I just want to do a shout out because we have great health care here in Reading. I walked in to Hilltop Medical Clinic to Mark Pierce. I wanted to see where, if you, thank God he was on. And by the time that he helped me with a little concoction, Thursday night I could sing. Now, laryngitis is going around from what I understand.
Yeah, you know, and I was totally surprised. I was totally surprised by how your voice came back because you couldn't talk that morning.
So I just wanted to start off.
The modern medicine today.
I just wanted to do a shout out to people who were that helped and all that good stuff. Now Friday, I want to do let's announce.
Yes.
That Friday morning, this Friday morning, we are going to be from there's a healthy aging fair at the mall, and that is May 10th. 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are going to be doing a live remote there from 7 to 9. So we're taking our show.
So you can come in and
bring our show on the road, Mabel.
You can come in and bring donuts and coffee. if you don't, you can still come by. Say hello.
Yeah, so we're doing our live remote from there.
Or maybe we'll have donuts and coffee for people that come by.
Well, they have senior resources, adult protective services, vision and hearing, senior transportation.
That's the kind of stuff that's for our dinner club. You and I, of course, we don't qualify for that. We're not that old.
Aging, life care management, legal services. See, you know, basically you can kind of go in there and just kind of check out everything. I think a lot of people are surprised with some of the agencies and the information they can get at one of these events. So it's called the Healthy Aging Fair. I like that's positive.
I have bad news, good news, bad news, good news here for the next 4 minutes. Oregon, bad news, Oregon State Antique Mall, Oregon State Street Antique Mall is closing.
Mm.
They've got a new owner there, the BFW, which is down on Oregon Street, and the same shopping area down there is also moving. Mm. Woody's looks like it may stay in there. Oregon Street Antique Mall, it's a cool place, just walking through there. So they're having a big sale, I think, at the end of the month. Good news, Baskin-Robbins is opening Friday.
What?
Baskin-Robbins is opening Friday.
Where?
Baskin-Robbins is opening Friday.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bad news. You ask me an address?
Well, I mean, we know where Oregon Antique Mall is closing.
I don't know where where's Baskin-Robbins? Who's back there? Who's back? I can't see their... Oh, Sue.
I am. I'm here.
Where's Baskin-Robbins opening up Friday?
11 o'clock Friday. This is on Lake Boulevard.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bad news. Colorado school shooting.
Mm.
Two kids, an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, 18-year-old male, 16-year-old female, walked into a charter school, one of the STEM schools there. Looks like the guy walks into a classroom, opens the door, sits down, gets back up, closes the door, and he pulls a gun. Another student jumped him. And he shot, the female was in another room. Anyway, one killed, eight wounded. There's an armed guard on campus was involved in the takedown, but also the sheriff's substation was there in 2 minutes. But still, one killed, eight wounded, 18-year-old guy and a 16-year-old girl. They've taken his car in. They said there was disturbing graffiti on it. I mean, I'm not sure what that means, disturbing graffiti on it, but...
The whole thing.
And of course,
disturbing.
The calls. Oh, look, we need to take those people's guns, those assault weapons. Well, they had pistols. We need to take away those assault pistols. That's the next thing that's happening. It's so unfortunate. It is so unfortunate. You know what? And here's the thing: I wish they would publish for every one of these shooters a thorough background of where this person's coming from, what kind of drugs they were on, what kind of psychiatric help they were getting for all of these people. And go back and see, is there anything that ties them together with drugs? You know, is there a certain kind of drug they were taking to calm them? They were off it. You know, I mean, I'm not sure. But then the good news, okay, that was bad. Good news is a city council voted 5-0 on a plan from REU to hire 19 firefighters for this year's season.
Great.
Plus three more to help them take out the ladder fuels. And that's going to cost $8 million. But REU is looking out there as part of this new bill that's coming out of the Senate about clearing areas. So REU and the city council are being very showing a lot of initiative here, especially Dan Beans. He does that all the time. To get out there and let's get these firefighters out there clearing property, add more firefighters on because, you know what, fire season here is here and they go, well, what's left to burn? Lots.
Right.
Lots.
Right.
So that was the bad news, good news. So it's such a shame about that shooting in a high school.
It really is.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just feel sad about that. Hey, should we take our break now?
We've got guests all through the rest of the day.
We've got guests. And I know that there's a couple things I wanted to talk about, too. I've got on my list here that are I don't know. I just think it's interesting information that you need to have today.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be in the 90s this week, as Linda was just talking about. Is your cooling system working? Well, Martin and Pam and their crew of professionals, and they've got a number of men and women there, know exactly what they're doing. They've been to school. They can work on any cooling systems that are out there. They can offer warranties. They can offer guarantees, and they do. If you want to have somebody look at your air conditioner, make sure it's working correctly, make sure your air ducts are clean, all of these things, call Alliance Heating and Air. They've been voted best in the North State for a reason. 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. It's a veteran-owned business, too. 7:15 in the morning, it is about 58 degrees.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, smoked salmon, and steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25 with River Club card. Children, $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a $150 Wind River Retreat gift certificate. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in Chuck Wagon Races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Conductors can have jobs in multiple.
Were we on the air talking like that?
Well, we were talking to our darling, wonderful,
okay. I am listening,
musical director.
The sound's all back again. You know what? My ears must have been strange.
But we weren't saying anything bad. We weren't we were arguing and saying.
I bite you.
We were talking about wonderful things because we have a very good friend with us this morning.
7:20 in the morning here, and we got for a beautiful day today on the 8th. I want to remind everybody, get your rodeo on. Saturday, May 11th, they have the Reading Rodeo Association kickoff barbecue and dance. Head on down to the fairgrounds on Monday, Kids Day, and in the evening, Asphalt Cowboys Chili Cookoff. And to your favorite people, Carl and Linda, they're going to be down there judging chili again. We took a couple years off so they could resurface our stomachs. You remember that?
It's a triple Bino.
Do you remember? Do you remember that
night.
One that you and I, you, Linda got the spoon up to her mouth, and then she's got this great sense of smell. She got the spoon up to her mouth, and then the aroma went in, and immediately her nose starts running.
When your nose hairs burn.
And she just puts it down. She goes, I'll let you try that one, honey. And she was absolutely right. I was pouring beer straight down my throat, and it did no good. And then also the quick draw contest Tuesday. Next Tuesday, the bank hold up, and for naming the lone stranger, you have to call 223-1188, and we're going to be listening. You got to be listening for clues right here, because we're going to be putting them on the air several times a day. And then the bank and business judging on Tuesday, Wednesday, bulls and barrels. I am not going to miss that. Linda and I are going to be there for that. And then, of course, Thursday, the Reading Rodeo, the first night. Reading Rodeo, what can you say? It's going to be great. Friday morning, pancake breakfast at Roaring Gulch. With 10,000 of your closest friends. And you never stop moving. You get in that line just keeps moving and moving. Chicks and Chaps, Rodeo, and of course the Reading Rodeo Parade on Saturday, May 18th. It's going to be great.
With us this morning is one of my favorites, Maestro, Scott Seaton. We're here to talk about Pathos and Hope.
Yes, Pathos and Hope.
May 11th and 12th, I have a concert pianist that's a special guest. And we're here to talk about, this is the final of the four, right? Of the season that
the last of our 18th season, so crazy.
The last of your 18th?
The North State Symphony's 18th season.
Wow. Okay, so what does that mean?
Just that it's a pretty young orchestra, you know, because the symphony was formed in 2001 when the Chico and the Reading symphonies merged together. So, mm-hmm.
So what are we here to talk about today besides the fact that, it was two things. Let's talk about the symphony.
Sure.
Let's talk about what's next. And let's talk about the fact that if the rumor is out that you are going to be elsewhere, what we need to get very clear with everybody, it's kind of like when you're a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
There, you can do a little bit of a job in Cleveland and then come back to Reading and do another job in San Francisco and come back to Cleveland. And what that does is that makes for your conductor to even have more, what do you want to say it? Even bring more richness to the present occasion.
Oh, exactly. So most conductors, of orchestras of, let's say, the North State Symphony size, and larger, have 2 to 3 jobs on various parts of the world. I know at least 2 conductors who have 3 jobs on 3 different continents. So I am in the coming year up for several positions in the U.S. in various places, like Evansville, Indiana, Missoula, Montana, and Juneau, Alaska, of all places. And
where our good Candace Lavolsi plays in that symphony,
exactly.
As well as our symphony.
Yeah,
I love her.
We have several players, even from this area, who play in both orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
So
Juneau, Alaska. Oh, my gosh. And our good friend who runs the Civic, Nathan Parmalee, is from Juneau.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And his the gal now who's taken over, Julie Dyer, has taken over as the new GM.
Mm-hmm.
They're both from Juneau.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so you might want to dig. That's right. So go on. Let's hear about what this means to you. What this is the end of the season, and so what are we doing?
Well, this is a pretty big concert. And it starts off, it's called Pathos and Hope, and it starts off with one of the most well-known pieces in all of the quote-unquote classical music repertoire. So this piece, the first piece, which is Barber's Adagio for Strings, has become so popular that, and it's become popular for reasons I wish it hasn't become popular for, but it sounds like a very sad piece. Because a lot of conductors take it at a really slow tempo, and I won't take it quite that slow, but it's been played at celebrity funerals, like, let's say, Leonard Bernstein, and, I think it was, either FDR or JFK, one of those two.
Okay, and what's the name of it again?
Barber's Adagio for Strings.
Can we find that, Sue?
Absolutely, I'll look
Thank
it up
you.
Right now.
Thank you. And I would like to play a little clip.
It's an incredible piece because it was originally taken from a larger piece of his, a string quartet, and the movement of this piece was so popular on its own that it just started being played as a standalone piece. And it starts off with a single note, and it's almost as if this piece existed before it even starts. And then this very simplistic melody happens, and it's just a sequence of three rising notes. Dee-da-da-dee-da-da-dee-da-da-dee-da-da. And it basically passes around between these different sections in a string orchestra. The first piece is just for strings. And goes and rises to this incredible climax. And this, I mean, as high as you can play on the violin and the cello, and it's just ridiculously high. And it's one of these most intense moments, and as a listener, I can imagine just feeling your shoulders rise because the sound is just all encompassing, and then it just backs away almost as if it didn't even begin, and then it's not until the end that we realize what we had. It's almost a giant metaphor for life itself. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've conducted it once before, and.
So this is your second time conducting it. I love it. What's the big challenge here for you on this particular May 11th concert? May 11th, excuse me, and 12th. So Mother's Day, of course, that's Mother's Day weekend.
Yes, it's Mother's Day in Chico, and then the Saturday night in Reading at the Cascade.
Sunday, let's see, Saturday, Cascade 11, 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of challenges. I mean, we and a lot of exciting things. The second piece we have our amazing, amazing guest artist, Yunuo Wang, who's coming in from New York. She is a major competition winner. And the funny thing is, when we secured her, she had not won as many competitions. So we got her at a discount.
Right.
And now she's like professionally managed, has all these connections. And so we were really lucky to get her when we could. And she's going to play one of the most, funny enough, it was the first recorded piano concerto. This is Grieg's A minor piano concerto, and it's probably one of the most well-known pieces in the pianist repertoire. So a lot of people are going to know it, and it's basically this musical tour of, let's say, a northern Norwegian landscape,
Ooh,
like a Norwegian
okay.
sunrise. And it's got these virtuosic flourishes up and down the keyboard. I mean, you come to a concert, if you're going to see a pianist, you want them to do this concerto because
okay.
you really see what they're made of.
Oh, boy. That sounds exciting. Okay, now, and I love, when you go online, go to northstatesymphony.org. What I love that you've done here, Scott, you've got in your program notes, you really have a breakdown with the composers,
mm-hmm.
pictures of the composers.
Yeah.
So you can really study this before you actually go.
Yeah, I encourage people to.
I love that. Okay, can we pull up that the piano concerto we're going to hear?
Well, this is the Barber Adagio.
Okay.
Yeah. So really, when this is over, you don't expect dry eyes.
No, I'm crying already.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. That's the part right there that... thank you. Because we only have a few minutes left, but we get the gist, and I think this is what they play at the Academy Awards when they talk about the people. They'll play this part when they talk about people that have passed on that year.
That makes sense.
I think so. But also, to me, when I hear that, it invokes... beautiful things in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, like blossoming and things being born, you know, when you watch these nature programs, that, you know, because, you know, the beginning is the end and the end is the beginning.
Exactly. And that's exactly true for this piece. And so, but going along with that, the final piece on the program, the cornerstone of the entire season is Brahms' last symphony, is basically his goodbye to the world, his acceptance of his own mortality. And I would say the backstory of that is really the backstory of his life. And for Brahms, and this is what everyone should know, his life really encapsulates that of the tortured artist, both personally and professionally. Professionally, he was born right after Beethoven just did the Ninth Symphony. Mm-hmm. So that was still in the air. That was the expectation. That was the gold bar, the standard of the time. You had to write like Beethoven or you didn't write.
Okay.
So there was that. And
an
then,
expectation.
Yep, there was that. And then personally, he was obviously very talented as a young musician, and he met two famous people in Europe at the time, Robert and Clara Schumann. Robert became his mentor, and Robert was on the verge of having a complete health breakdown. And he met them the year before that happened, basically. And then Clara was one of the most famous pianists in Europe at the time. So Brahms, a young Brahms in his 20s, lived with them for a little while.
Can we take a break right there? I'm going to carry you over just a few minutes on the other side. We do have a guest because I want to close this up and I want to give tickets away. So we're going to take a short, short break, and we'll be right back with Scott Seaton. And we're talking about the final of the series here on North State Symphony. But we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM.
This morning Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Bulls, Bucks, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual steak feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Boyd here on this beautiful Wednesday. Yeah, we just asked Scott Seaton. He is the director and the conductor, and he's been an amazing person here that we've been blessed to have with the North State Symphony here in Chico and in Reading. We're talking about the last program that's going to be on the 10th and the 11th. We weren't able to quite finish it, but we've asked him to stick over here for a minute, the 11th and 12th, Pathos and Hope.
Yes.
Let's talk about you conducting. Let's give some tickets away, and let's finish up on what makes this program so special.
Sure. Well, let me just say about the final piece, as I was saying. It basically, imagine yourself as this tortured artist, one living in the shadow of Beethoven. So you had this huge weight on your shoulder to do at least as good as that. And also being in love with the most untouchable woman in Europe, and that is the wife of your mentor. So that's what this symphony is basically about, is the fact that he's never going to have her, and it's this resignation to reality and mortality. So
torture.
This is a powerful, powerful
torture.
Symphony. So
can't have it. Can't have it. Want it, but can't have it.
People want to listen to this. We have tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is take your call here at 605-4567. And the show on Saturday night is at 7:30 at the Cascade.
With a 6:30 pre-concert talk.
With a 6:30 pre-concert
talk. You want to be there for the pre-concert if you can, because sitting there and Scott, and ask questions, Scott will explain everything that's going on
absolutely.
In the concert. Tell you when it's appropriate to clap and stand up and whistle and throw popcorn.
And
in
give
the air.
An educational. What I love is online too, North State Symphony. So, you know, Scott, we encourage you to just have really feel very special about you. So let's take that caller. And what we're going to do is we've got Coach Bob. And
right,
so Coach Bob, I'll put your number down and what we're going to – how do we do that?
Just give me full names and their tickets will be at will call.
Okay. So, Coach, your number is going to be at will call. He's Coach Bob. So two for Coach Bob.
And he wanted to make a comment. He's on the line.
Oh, okay.
I already bought tickets. I'm going to the symphony. Give them to somebody else.
Okay. Okay,
I didn't call for tickets. I called to make a fast comment.
Okay.
If you're a novice with the symphony and you happen to be going to this, you really need to show up an hour early and listen to Scott's discussion, if you haven't mentioned that already. It really gives some insight into what's going on, much like he just did in your conversations this morning. It's really smart for him to do that, and it's very, very well received. Just show up early and listen to the little educational, and it helps bring the whole performance.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right.
Okay.
So we're going to be naming some callers here. And thank you so much, Scott. We got to bring in our next guest.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Scott. You're great. You're great folks. And with us this morning, we also have a guest from
Jack Witt, who's going to be in here talking about the run this weekend and the things that they're doing over there. It's our Cornerstone Community Bank guest. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 7:38 in the morning. It's about 54 degrees out there on the 8th of May.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot scoot and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for State Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Copper Ridge Care Center, Margie Wenham Insurance, Interim Healthcare, Traeger Stand Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Advanced Imaging. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
What?
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 59 degrees, going up to about, around 90, 91 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. John and Sarah Bastiani have built a great, great company here in the last 8 years by customer service and always having what their customer wants. Classes in CCW and more. And veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah, according to our weather update that just switched at 62.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we're here with Jack Witt, and he's with Children First. Children First is an integral part of our community. And good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cornerstone Community Bank is brings in a business or a group every month to talk about things that they have going on. And so we do a shout-out to Cornerstone for this. But tell us about Children First.
We are a foster family agency, and we are operating in three counties in Tehama, Shasta, and Siskiyou counties. And we have about 100 or so children in placement at any given time, serve a lot of families. We also have a counseling service in all three of those counties. So it's called Lassen Counseling Services. And so we've been in the children's services businesses for over 22 years now, and wow. helping a lot of kids.
The number of you see the number of kids that need help in this county is looking at statistics. We are like one of the top counties in the state.
We are.
Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. And what would you attribute that to?
Just as family systems have broken down, drug dependency. You know, you just have all of those factors that collide, and then in a community like Shasta County, where you have lower income, then there's a lot of just those that breaking in families is exaggerated. So, yeah, we get a lot of kids that are neglected or abused and need to be rescued out of those homes.
Okay. So, and you also have a program. You also have a program for you also have a program for the homeless high school students. Is that correct?
We do. Yeah. I'm the president of the board for our foster family agency, and our CEO. He's actually back in Washington D.C. They are working with legislators to try to get a better services for foster care on a national level. So he would ordinarily be here, but he started this agency over 20 years ago. He was invited to go to a homeless coalition meeting 2 years ago. And as he was sitting in that meeting, somebody made the comment that there were 108 students, high school students, who were classified as homeless. And that caught his attention. You know, we were in children's services business, and so we were interested in what that looked like. So he came back, talked to me about it. We went together and met with Leo Perez, the principal at Shasta High School. We also met with Michael Leary, who is the foster care homeless liaison for Shasta County Department of Ed. And when we met with Michael Leary, he said, no, that number's not 108. It's more like 300 to 400 students. So enrolled in high schools, and they are classified as homeless, extreme poverty, or at risk of homelessness. And so we talked about it, and we said, we have to do something. And so our organization is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Most people believe that when you're a nonprofit that you can't make profit. Most nonprofits don't make profit, but we have. We've been very financially conservative, and so we had some reserves, and we said let's create a fund. So we call it the Solutions for Youth Fund, and so we put in $35,000 as an initial investment, and we set up this arrangement where the high school administrators identify the students who are in need. And they vet those needs. So a lot of people say, okay, why are these kids homeless? You know, are they just, they don't like mom and dad's rules, and so they're sleeping at the, on the sofa of a friend because they don't want to be in mom and dad's house any longer. And, so we don't address that. The high schools do. So they have counselors, they have admin who are, they vet the needs, understand who the students are, but then they communicate those needs to us. So we've bought, I don't know, underwear, we've bought clothing, we've bought shoes, we've paid for prom dresses.
When we say homeless, mm-hmm. we're talking about them, they don't have a home, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're on the streets or in tents, though. Is that correct?
Some are, yeah.
Are they?
Some are, yeah. The majority are in...
with their families,
yeah.
In a tents or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of them are in the month-by-month rentals, motels downtown Reading. We've found students who are living in a shed behind the house of an unrelated adult. That young man came to our attention because he was sent home three times for lice. And
We need to take a break here.
Okay.
And I think we'd have another break, right? Okay. We're going to need to take a quick break here. We're with Jack Witt from Children's First, and it's quite the story you have here. You know, a 501 that's actually, you know, paying for itself here. We're talking about the funding for homeless high school students,
foster families, too.
And foster families in this. But they've got a big event coming up this weekend we want to talk about. So it's 7:49 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We've seen people going to Four Winds Jewelry that need help with estate sales, trying to figure out the value of a lot of stuff there. So they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California. We'll be right back after these messages with Jack Witt from Children First.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
I'd like to tell you about my husband, Assemblyman Brian Daly. He's a great father and husband who's working hard to protect the North State families.
Megan Daly.
Brian knows unexpected bills and high taxes hurt families, so he took action to reduce prescription drug costs and pass legislation to keep hospitals from overcharging patients. He stood up to the special interests to protect Proposition 13 and defeated $29 billion in new taxes.
Brian Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and California Highway Patrolmen's Association.
Brian led the fight against sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrant criminals. He also led efforts to prevent wildfires by improving forest management, reducing firefighter response times, and making PG&E better maintain utility lines. Brian might snore like a buffalo, but I sleep well knowing he made families safer and kept taxes down.
On June 4th, vote Brian Daly for Senate. He'll protect the North State.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody.
I don't
everybody.
Know why I'm having problems with this.
What are you talking about?
I've only been doing it for 10 years.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. That's right. We are very excited to be here this month of May. Of course, we've got so many things going on with the rodeo and, you know, the list goes on. But right now, we have a very special guest with us, and we're talking about a very special event that's happening this weekend.
Jack Witt is here with, we're talking about the, you're having a fun run.
We are.
I don't know if you can consider running fun. I did it for 30 something years of my life because that's just what we did. And never once, well, you know, I guess if you weren't in formation and running, which is fun, that's fun, I guess. So, but, Jack Witt from Children First, and they're looking to, raise funds for homeless high school students. And we have 108.
Well, that's what was first reported to us, but that number is probably more like 300 to 400.
Oh, my God. Just here in Shasta County?
Yes.
My gosh. Okay, so tell us about the run this weekend.
Yeah, we were looking for a way. So we've been meeting every month with the principals of the major high schools, and they're interested in helping us raise money so that we can sustain the program and help these students. So they came up with the idea of sponsoring a 5K, 10K run. So that's happening this weekend. On Saturday morning, we have registration starts at 8:30 in the morning. The race starts at 9:15. And, so it is a certified timed event. So people who are, chasing, those, ambitions can do that. But we also welcome people to come out and just walk, saunter, mosey, however
sachet,
you want.
Sachet,
yes.
Sachet, a moonwalk,
however they want to do it.
Yes, if you want to do that for the whole 10K, you can do that. And it'll probably get your name in a paper. And it's probably maybe a Guinness Book of World Records. Perhaps. I can't imagine anybody moonwalking.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
For 10.6 miles. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway. And the money all goes to?
To Solutions for Youth Fund. And so if you want to check out our Facebook page, you look it up under that, Solutions for Youth Fund. And so the events listed there, you can register there. And yeah, 100% of the dollars that we raise go to help these students. I was just reading as I was waiting out in the lobby here, a couple of requests that came in, one from for a 17-year-old male. We don't know their names, so the school vets the needs. They transmit the needs to us. This young man needs a laptop because his home, their family home burnt down. His grandmother was perished in the fire, apparently. Mm. And so we're helping with that situation. Another young lady just needs pants and socks and shoes. And so all these dollars go to help those students. What our goal is to help these students not lose hope.
High school is tough enough for a variety of reasons. And then if you're homeless and you have problems, maybe even getting a shower in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that, you know, if you, you know, people, it's one thing if you want to make your choice out there and right. you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing if you're a teenager and you're talking about high school students are, you know, 13 to 17.
Yes.
They're 14 to 17. And maybe they don't have a choice. Maybe their family's on bad times.
Yeah.
And they're going from spot to spot. Maybe they are living in a trailer.
Right.
So things are, you know, those are people that are trying to get their jobs back, trying to get their homes back.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's just not the money there.
Yeah. And we found in our research that 35% of the people who are homeless as adults were homeless as children. So we thought, okay, we can create an intervention. If we can get these kids, help these kids to be able to graduate from high school. And encourage them through that process, then maybe have a better chance of being able to.
Well, a high school degree is a big step.
Is a huge step.
I mean, used to be, you could get in the military
yes.
without a high school degree. Well, it's not like that now.
Right.
Very, very few exceptions on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could come in and get your GED later.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the thing about it is, if you finish high school, you've got a much better chance of finishing your military obligation. Because you finish something, and that's the whole thing. And if you look back, if they don't finish high school, they don't finish other things like scouting,
yes.
Keeping a regular job, and all this. But, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, our statistics on it. So being able to finish high school gives them a start for the rest of their lives. But it's not easy if you're going through a tragedy of losing your home and you need help.
Right.
And that's exactly what Jack Witt and Children First does.
Yeah, so we're finishing up this interview with you, and we've highlighted your event this weekend. What are your final words?
Yeah, we just are really encouraging people to become aware of the need and how they can help out. So they can go to our website at childrenfirstffa.com and find out about. We're interested in always recruiting foster parents, and we particularly need foster parents who are interested in teenagers. So a lot of people come in looking to be foster parents or looking for younger children. And so we have a hard time placing for teenagers. So we're raising awareness for that. And then any way that you can help support through coming out, participating in the fun run this weekend, we appreciate that. So you can go to our Facebook page and sign up.
Did you say you take would you take like clothing and stuff like that if it's new or just cash? So just, then you can go out and buy it.
Yeah, we're not set up to do the warehousing.
Okay.
And then we want to be very specific to the needs. If the student
right.
says, I want a red pair of Van shoes, we're going to go out and buy a red pair of Van shoes. So we're not just supplying the students with generics. We're saying, okay, we want to level the playing field so that they're not standing out on the campuses for all the wrong reasons.
Okay. At first, I kind of like, huh? But then I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So that this may be the only, you know, yes, because high school is very tough.
It is.
On that kind of stuff.
It is.
You know, I'm into the big thing. I think all the kids in high school should dress alike.
Yeah.
I'm really into that because it sure takes a lot of pressure off
mm-hmm.
kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have kids that are in this community very wealthy, and you've got kids in this community that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be, I think, I know, here we go again, but to me it makes sense if you put kids in
uniforms.
In a uniform. And I'm not talking, you know, something that they all dress
the
same.
Well, they do it in Catholic schools.
Oh, they
so
do,
it's
no, they do it in a lot of schools. They do it in a lot of private schools. They do it in a lot of, there are schools that,
well, Michael,
they, here's your uniform, public
Michael
school,
and Ashland,
what you're going to wear.
Our grandkids in Albuquerque had black shirts and khaki pants.
Yeah, that's wow. what they wear.
Yeah.
That was public.
Shirts,
that wasn't Catholic. That was public
school.
Black
shirts and khaki pants.
Yeah.
That's kind of frightening,
did.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean,
they did.
No,
maybe they were red
yeah.
shirts and khaki
whatever
pants.
They were, wherever they were. Okay.
But thank you so much.
Children First. There's going to be a big run this weekend. One more time, that number.
So the Facebook page is Solutions for Youth Fund. Our
okay.
website is childrenfirstffa.com. And then people can call in at 528-2938.
Okay. Jack Witt, thank you so much
thank
for what you.
You
do.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks, Cornerstone Community Bank, for turning us on here to Jack Witt and his organization. Don't let this be the last time, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we've got the Economic Development Corporation here telling us about the huge successes they've had out there with Stillwater.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is a Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee moves to hold Attorney General Barr in contempt of Congress for failing to release the full, unredacted report. Republican Steve Chabot of Ohio says that Barr was willing to testify before the House panel.
However, Mr. Chairman, you and your Democratic colleagues on this committee decided that instead of just answering questions from members of the committee, well, we unprecedentedly were also going to require him to be grilled by a bunch of partisan staff lawyers. Of course, the Attorney General wisely said, no way, and now you're determined to find him in contempt.
Committee Chair Democrat Gerald Nadler accusing the Trump administration and specifically the Justice Department of obstruction.
We issued a valid subpoena for the full report and all of the underlying evidence. The department has come nowhere close to satisfying its obligations under that subpoena.
And at this hour, the debate rages on Capitol Hill. If the panel does vote to hold Barr in contempt, the recommendation goes on to the full House. A Trump administration policy passing muster with a federal appeals court.
The Trump administration has been given the green light to force asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for immigration court hearings while the policy is challenged in court. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the decision by U.S. District Court Judge Richard Seaborg that would have prevented asylum seekers from being returned to Mexico during the legal challenge to the Trump administration's policy.
That's correspondent Mike Gracia. One student killed, 8 other people injured in America's latest school shooting. Yesterday's attack at a K-12 charter school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, suburban Denver. 2 suspects, both of them students, are in custody. On Wall Street this hour, stocks have turned positive. Right now, the Dow is up 76 points, the S&P 8 points higher, the NASDAQ Composite Index currently up 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Iran announcing a partial withdrawal from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. We got the latest on the Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
Iran announced that it would stop abiding by various voluntary commitments stipulated in the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, but stressed that for now it would not fully withdraw from the accord. The move comes on the one-year anniversary of President Donald Trump's decision to nix the atomic pact, after which he reimposed crippling economic sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Iran's president suggested the regime could jumpstart uranium enrichment to near weapons-grade levels, although he appeared to extend an olive branch by claiming it was prepared to re-engage in nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo assumed a wait-and-see approach, saying that countries would make their own assessments of the increased risk. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. China's April exports fell 2.7% from 1 year ago amid the country's tariff standoff with Washington, but its imports rebounded to 4% growth.
The data come ahead of a new round of talks aimed at ending the fight with the Trump administration over Beijing's technology ambitions. The export figure was a notable decline from March's 14.2% growth and reflected weakening global demand as well as U.S. tariff hikes on Chinese goods. Imports recovered from the previous month's 7.6% decline in a new sign that government efforts to reverse an economic downturn might be gaining traction. Jeremy House reporting.
And once again on Wall Street this hour, we have just witnessed a turnaround in the key averages on Wall Street. They had been in the red, but now they're higher. The Dow is up 91 points, back above 26,000. The S&P better by 9, and the NASDAQ currently up 26 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Gosh, good morning, everybody. Sue at the helm, and Linda sitting here beside me. Which
good morning,
like that,
everybody.
Sweetie.
Okay, it looks like it's currently like 64 degrees, sunny today with our highs of 91. So you know that we are going to have quite a rise in temperature. Our lows will be 65. Tomorrow calls for sunny, then breezy, you know, with, about 11 to 16 miles per hour of winds. Could get up to 20, 25 miles in the afternoon, and wind gusts up to 33 miles per hour.
And we do have quite a bit of incidents on the roadways this morning. A quick rundown. A traffic collision, no injuries at Placer Street and Chestnut Street. A hit and run.
Wait a minute. Wait. That's where I live.
That's where we live.
That's where
okay.
we live.
Well, Placer
where,
and Chestnut. Okay.
Yes.
Was it me?
No.
Okay.
Hit and run, no injuries at Wind River Casino. A live or deceased animal at Ronda Road and Gas Point Road. Quite a bit of construction on Interstate 5, especially near the Gilman Road on-ramp. And construction at 299. If you are traveling between here and the coast, expect off and on traffic. Construction also near the Pitt River Bridge and construction near I-5 north at the Deschutes Road off-ramp.
Thank you, Sue. Sue McLean, our amazing news gal in the morning, and also giving us updates here, and our producer for this show this morning here on Free Fire Radio. Continuation with our updated weather. Friday will be sunny with a high of 92 and our lows of 61. Saturday calls for sunny with our high of 92 and lows of 63. And on Mother's Day, don't forget, folks, Mother's Day is on Sunday. Sunday with a high near 90. And that's going to be a beautiful weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. I also want to do a little announcement here. Friday, May 10th, Carl and I are going to be live doing a live remote at the Mount Shasta Mall. It is the Healthy Aging Fair that really begins from 9 to 2. So come out early. Visit all your local resources and learn from experts in our area with vision and hearing and home care and assisted living and placement services and senior nutrition and everything you can possibly imagine is going to be happening at this health fair. But come on out. We're there from 7 to 9 on Friday morning.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. I know you are in a hurry, so there's two things I want to touch on real quick. Yesterday, when you had Ken Murray on talking about CalPERS, what was failed to be mentioned was in 1999, CalPERS, with the blessings of Gray Davis, took and said they had so much money that they were going to double, almost double, the pensions of safety. And the miscellaneous employees, they got a big raise, too. It wasn't quite as much as safety. And Reading chose to give that to them, and it went back retroactive to when they started drawing their pensions. You know, and they said that this would never cost the taxpayers at all. That is something that has been very detrimental to our finances to the city of Reading and Shasta County. That being said, yesterday Terry Raposa touched on the fact that we did a survey down at the Patriots meeting. There was about 125 people down there. And I did the survey, and the first question was, would you support a 1 cent countywide sales tax earmarked for a jail and for the maintenance of the jail only? The second one was...
What was the answer on that one?
Okay, three-quarters of the people held their hands up and said yes.
Okay, okay.
The second one was, would you support a 1 cent sales tax countywide for safety? You know, and that covers fire, sheriff, rehab, trade schools, this navigation center, all that stuff. One hand went up. The third one was, would you cover a 1 cent sales tax for the general fund? not one hand went up. What that tells me is that the people are in favor of building another jail. And a one-cent sales tax, according to the city, with theirs, it was going to raise $25 million a year. So, you know, it would be more if it was countywide.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was to pass, the county could borrow that money or from its funds and reserves and get started right away on a jail. You know what? They could use the blueprint for the old jail for all I care. They could get to building a jail, and we could have something going within a year and a half, 2 years. This Life Center, they changed the name from a navigation to a Life Center, and then they've got a couple other fancy names on there. Transitional Rehabilitation Facility, The Place. You know what? That'll lock up 60 people. We could put up a 500-bed jail and have these people locked up to 365 days, and we could make them not want to be around here when they got out. So, you know, I just came up with this idea Monday about noon and pitched it, and it's in its infancy. And I'm challenging you to have me on your show 2 weeks from tomorrow or Friday for an hour, and let's talk about this.
Challenging me, Nick?
Yeah.
How can you challenge me when I agree with most of the stuff you say?
Well, we need to discuss this.
We do. We do. And I tell you what, give me a call after the show, and we'll set you up. We'll have
I'm going to work, but I will touch base
okay.
with you.
All right, buddy.
But, you know, I've talked to about 12 people in the community, and they all say this is a great idea. This is what the people want. So let's do something what we want. The city council and the supervisors represent us. We want them to represent us and not give us these lipstick on a pig ideas.
All right,
Nick.
Thanks,
thank
Nick.
You. We have special guests in the studio right now, and we're very excited about having two just upstanding gentlemen. Thank you so much for waiting.
Tony Giovanello, and who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, EDC, and of course Todd Jones, who used to be just the entrepreneurial director, but now you're like vice president.
That's right.
Good morning,
vice president of
the EDC.
Of the whole thing.
Yes.
Of the whole enchilada.
Yep, more than just startups now. Just
okay.
Trying to take a piece of everything.
So Tony, do you feel like a little target on your back, buddy?
You know, I helped to create it because...
Okay, no, you're doing fine. We're having little problems adjusting the sound here. So, okay, you got it? We're back now.
Hi, guys.
Okay. Okay, now do you feel, let's go back again. Do you feel like there's a little target on your back here? I mean, Todd's been there, you know, not entrepreneurial, now he's a vice president. He's, you know, he's young, he's strong, he's got a knife.
No, you know what?
Let him answer this.
Okay.
No, actually, he is a great asset to the community, and I I really appreciate the fact that he is willing to take on a larger role.
Well, you know what? We've got a lot of things going on. Let's take an early break. And
we'll start fresh.
And we'll start fresh. We can start on some of the things because we've got a number of subjects we want to talk about today. Strategic input, opportunity zones. I can't wait to hear this one. And, of course, things that are going on out at Still Waiting. Sore. And this portion of the show brought to you by... Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Home Helpers are the ones you need to call. You know, Sharon's been doing this for over 15 years. People are so well-trained, background investigated, everything. You can't find a better place to help take care of your loved ones. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with our Economic Development Corporation.
Time for a cool change. I know that it's time.
Extreme Bulls, bullfighters only, barrels, chuck wagon races, and kids mutton busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane chuck wagon racing, and kids mutton busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
I'd like to tell you about my husband, Assemblyman Brian Daly. He's a great father and husband who's working hard to protect the North State families.
Megan Daly,
Brian knows unexpected bills and high taxes hurt families, so we took action to reduce prescription drug costs and pass legislation to keep hospitals from overcharging patients. He stood up to the special interests to protect Proposition 13 and defeated $29 billion in new taxes.
Brian Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and California Highway Patrolmen's Association.
Brian led the fight against sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrant criminals. He also led efforts to prevent wildfires by improving forest management, reducing firefighter response times, and making PG&E better maintain utility lines. Brian might snore like a buffalo, but I sleep well knowing he made families safer and kept taxes down.
On June 4th, vote Brian Daly for Senate. He'll protect the North State.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandits. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
This is what I need to hear this morning. Come on, pump it. Yes. I needed that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. Veterans, seniors, business owners, families. She's got it all there. Not just in insurance, and she's more than happy to help anybody that's been injured by this fire. If you're not getting the right answers or getting answers that it just don't quite meet your, questions, give Judy a call at 221-0441. She's willing to help anybody. She's, she loves this community, does a lot for this community. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones. Tony is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones is the vice president there.
Good morning, guys.
Former Marine.
Good
morning. Good morning.
And on the front page of the Fox News, it said, Combat Barbie. You ever heard of her? She's a former Marine sergeant, female, served in Afghanistan, and she's got a clothing line. Combat Barbie.
Good for her.
Good for her. No, you know what? Here's the thing.
Like girls with guns. Go for it.
This is totally off your list of things here, but isn't it? Do you see a lot of veterans getting into the entrepreneurial side as opposed to going to work for people?
Absolutely.
I see that a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's because they have a problem working with people.
Bureaucrats.
And so they start their own businesses, and then they can, they kind of rely on themselves. Mm-hmm. But
well, it's also leadership skills they gain in the military.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. What's going on here with the, on the, on our, when we talk growth, we have to talk strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at the overall strategy, and then the strategic moves, and then there's the tactical moves. That's to get us to where that strategy is. So, you've got something here about strategic input.
Yeah. So the world changes, and it's changing more rapidly now than ever. And every once in a while, an organization has to step back and say, you know, what things are changing in the world that should affect what we do moving forward. So even though we have a fairly good crystal ball, we decided that we shouldn't just make these important decisions. We should gather our investors and other important stakeholders in the community and bring them together. So it was Monday, April 29th. We brought 45 people in from the community, including elected officials, you know, city staff, and our investors, okay?
Oh.
And we asked them. We went through a couple of things. First, we wanted to understand.
Not like community leaders.
Well, community leaders, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Right? So cross-section, right?
Are you guys laughing?
Stop. No. Anyway. So what we tried to accomplish was, number one, we wanted to understand what people thought about the EDC, okay? And then we went forward and got into other things like, you know, what do they think is happening out in the world, right? So some of the things that they said about the EDC.
You know, that's a good thing to do, though. I mean, you know, you got to broaden that scope there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And everybody else has a different, if you would, perspective and vantage point.
I think we've kind of realized that over the last 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, some of the things, I'm not going to go through everything, but some of the things people felt were valuable about the EDC is our business acumen, our professionalism, that we were a centralized voice for economic development, that we created a collaborative environment where both government and private industry could work towards common goals, that we were a nimble and adaptable organization that took risks, that we were focused on the well-being of the community at large and embraced the fact that entrepreneurialism was a key to economic growth. We were a convener of people and projects, that our initiatives, which we talk about here all the time, are valuable, that our members seem to be very engaged and enthusiastic, and that people like working with us. So we were really pleased to hear that. Now, if you go on, that was okay, a commercial.
That's what Todd said. Now, what did the people say?
No, okay.
No. So, but you know, I can go along with a lot of that. You know, that you guys are always open for ideas. That you you have no problems leaping to a new putting a new idea into battery there, where you don't have to go through a bunch of board meetings and all this. Saying, hey, this is a great idea. Why don't we take a good look at this and put somebody on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next,
cool.
We went through, what kind of external factors or trends do you think are happening? And there were 22 of them. I'm just going to go through the top.
Let me give you the first one I heard yesterday from the CEO magazine. Mm-hmm. And they rated the states easiest to do business in the worst. The easiest is Texas. And for like the seventh year in a row, California. There's a problem.
But we're north of expected. We're easy to do business with.
Well,
just work with Shasta County.
Well, no, anytime that EDC is out there, let's just say it. That's one of the things you're fighting out there is the state of California and the idiots we have in Sacramento.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, we don't let that bring us down. We let that fire us up.
So okay.
We can find opportunities and we can uncover assets that we can bring to bear that other people don't have. We just can't participate in every deal. We got to find the ones that align. So some of these, there were 22. I'm just going to give you the top lines, and there was a lot of data underneath. But number one was the changing workforce, you know, the skills that are required and that it's hard to find talent and things that are happening with technology like artificial intelligence. Then the second one was expectations of employees are changing rapidly, you know, especially those entering the workforce. There was a lot of discussion about that. They want to do meaningful work. They want work-life balance, et cetera. They want to work remotely, things like that.
Yeah, they don't want to necessarily be there every day.
Yeah, yeah. They want some.
They want a job where they can be, that they enjoy, that they can have time. And this is one of the things we had somebody on the show about this, where they said that their people, they find, especially when they're working in the IT, is that 6 months of the year they'll work in one spot, 6 months of the year they'll work someplace else because they want to live in that area.
Sure.
So they want a kind of job that allows them to do that.
Yeah, and one of the factors which kind of plays towards that is, you know, all the discussions that are going on with alternative housing. You know, everything from, you know, ADUs and things like that. That may change where people work and what they do.
What's an ADU?
Additional dwelling unit, tiny guest houses on properties,
things like that. Higher density homes that you can build at lower cost, those kinds of things. But then other things that they thought were a factor were that were good things, like more out-based education, more job placement from our colleges, and even the CTE programs looking at job placement. They thought rising construction
CTE
costs.
CTE, is that what, technical?
Career and technical education.
Okay, well, just looking at Shasta College, for the people that want to work, they're going to find jobs for about 100% of them in many of their skill fields.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're filling a gap. Folks were already concerned, or at least raised rising construction costs, including impact fees, as an issue. And then also the tariffs that are going on right now as we work through some of these trade wars. Government regulations, they seem to be increasing.
These are all things that impact on business and on different things. But the culture of training of our workforce, everybody says, oh, we don't have a trained workforce up here. What's your feelings on that, Tony?
We don't have enough.
Enough.
And we've got some good programs, and the CTE programs in the high school received grants about 2 years ago, and those have been gearing up, and now kids have been flooding into those because they've got
robotics,
construction and 3D printing and
welding,
design,
everything.
Welding.
Yeah.
There was one point, was it, what did I just see, is 1.6 million jobs more than people out there to take them? Was his last report from his last quarter?
That's right.
1.6 million jobs more than there were people to take them.
Yeah, there's about 7.6 million jobs in the country and about 6 million people who are looking for work.
Looking for work.
And finding ones that match.
I may have to start looking for, you know, a job. You know, like, you know, I like a, you know, like 10 to 2, something like that I could do.
Well, the other piece of data that I saw, and people don't realize this, and maybe it isn't exactly true here, but I saw data on manufacturing in the state of California. Okay, about 50% of the revenues come from exporting, which is great. But the average salary in manufacturing in California is $100,000. Okay, because these jobs, there's less of them, but they're more sophisticated jobs where you need training, right? And you're running very sophisticated equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a tremendous opportunity, and the whole stigma about, you know, the trades and manufacturing, those people are making more money than a lot of people that sit behind a desk.
You know what? And here's the thing is, somebody that gets a two-year technical degree walks out into a living wage. What's a living wage? That's 60 grand a year. You know, and that means they can get married. They can buy a house. Okay, a small house, or maybe get an apartment, but it gets them started. As opposed to getting your four-year degree in Egyptian studies.
Yeah, exactly. That's a mismatch with career opportunities.
Well, I mean,
right?
Egyptian studies might be fun. I mean, you'd enjoy it a lot, and you could sing King Tut. But I mean,
Egyptian basket weaving.
Yeah. I mean, one last thing on the strategic planning meeting is, you know, a lot of people might not know, we have a 20-person board, and we have 7 executive committee members. So we have a very active board from representing all different industries, appointed by all the different municipalities in the area. So it's very active. We're always meeting every single month to talk about what's going on and different focus areas. So it's not just
I would love
this
to have,
once a year,
you know,
thing
when
that
you
we do.
When you all come on once a month here, I'd love to have just like a quick update on that. You know, give us a 5-minute or 10-minute update as part of this hour. You know, say, hey, look, we had this meeting, and this is one of the things we're all looking at. Okay, now opportunity zones or development interest.
Yeah, so last year, the President Trump had an initiative, an economic and tax initiative, and part of it was opportunity zones. And these opportunity zones have been created all over the country. We have 3 here, actually 4 here in Shasta County. And basically, the laws keep changing. It's evolving. But basically, it's a way for people to take capital gains that they make on an investment, roll it over into an investment in these specific areas, and defer taxable gain, defer the taxable gain on it. So, and it's much more than that. A lot of people are trying to figure it out. But it is a tremendous opportunity to get investments into areas that really can benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a way potentially for people to grow their wealth while helping the community.
Well, I like that. You know what? We have economic zones here in Redding. And we just happen to be in one of those economic zones because it's an older section of town, you know, blah, 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 whatever they come up with. I think that's great. And I thought I heard you say tie yourself to some of Trump's ideas. I think that's a great idea because, you know, frankly, he hates California for a variety of reasons, mainly because most of California south of Yuba City hates him. I think he should show his love up here
to the people that love him. These opportunity zones are for everyone in the country, so we're not getting any special treatment.
But what I'm saying, though, is I think we need to make a phone call, give Donald a call, and say, hey, why don't you just kind of like, here's a good spot to invest up here, buddy.
I like that.
We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, we talk about businesses that have taken on more than what's expected. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of those places right here in town. They've opened up those beds for the mentally ill that we've never had before, for 5150s that are dangerous to us and themselves, to get them in there, get them back on their meds. They have upped the game. They are in the top 50 hospitals in the nation when it comes to cardiac care. They are one of the top hospitals in the nation when it comes to stroke and treating strokes here. All this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center and more. They are now working with the VA clinic here in town to be able to help those veterans, to keep them from making those four-hour trips down to San Francisco. See if we can't do something up here for them. And this is all from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they're backing that up every day. We'll be right back with Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones of the Economic Development Corporation.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Healthy Aging Fair is an event that provides ways for seniors to stay healthy and active through health screenings, education, and resources for chronic disease management. This year's vendors will include Windsor Reading Care Center, Orchard Nutrition, Marquis Shasta, Precious Cargo, and Reading Post Acute. Join us at the Mount Shasta Mall on Friday, May 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to benefit from these and other nonprofit resources in the community.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:36 in the morning. It is about 63 degrees, I believe. I'd have to check that out for sure here. Yeah, 63 degrees, and it's going to be going up in the 90s today. I'm wrong. It just jumped after I clicked on it to 67, going up to 92 today.
Summer's almost here.
Summer's almost here. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Super great people down there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478 for appointments. They run appointments now. Which is too bad, because, you know, you can go, well, it's just good and bad, because you could go down there and sit for like a half an hour waiting, you know, in line, but you get to catch up on all your reading. Car and Track, Guns and Ammo, American Hunter, you name it, they've got it. Explorers, you know, Conde, everything. And you catch up on you catch up on game shows. They never have Dr. Phil, never had Oprah, ever. And now, though, you can just call and walk in, get your haircut, walk out.
I still go early so I can wait and catch up on my reading.
So do I. You know, yeah. Okay, you're supposed to be there at 10 o'clock. Get there around, you know, 15 minutes. You kind of hear what's going on in the shop, and then, yeah, catch up on your reading.
That sounds so good. I may have to grow some hair.
Well, you know what? They still have no problem, Tony. They would just charge you, you know, maybe a waxing fee. Hey, I'm here with Tony Giovanella, who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is he's the vice president now, but he's also still in charge of the all these neat things that are happening and the entrepreneurs and all this. I think that was a great, great thing they all did with this strategic input meeting to get, you know, to gather in a bunch of people, you know, to talk about what y'all are doing right and where you have to go to. It always helps to get other people's ideas. We do that. We go to professionals out there and say, this is where we're at. You know, where do you think we should go?
Well, and we really appreciated the fact that people that, you know, have businesses or, you know, are important in our community and have a lot of other responsibilities invested 5 hours of their day to come in and do this. And so that was really gracious of them, and it was very much appreciated.
You know, the other thing you were talking about, you know, developing interest in this area. We spend a lot of money advertising this area. Is it pointed enough?
No, and it's getting more pointed. You know, we basically are having more traction in secondary forest products and in food processing. So moving forward, we're going to focus more on those things. Doesn't mean we won't do some general advertising, because one of the things that's happening is as the occupancy rate in commercial structures, okay, goes up, there's less vacancies, and people, even though they don't want to build because it's expensive, they're going to be forced to build. Mm-hmm. So just in the interest that we've had more people visit either Stillwater or look at other pieces of property in the county in the last month than we've had in the last year. So that
more
tells
people
you,
out of Stillwater. Are they local or are they from out of town?
Out of town.
Out of town people.
Yeah.
Okay, so are they out of town California people or out of town like another state people?
Other state and other countries.
All of the above.
Really?
All of the above.
All
yes.
the above. Is marijuana playing a part of this?
No.
Oh, okay. I have to ask because, you know, I mean, that's a big, you know, a lot of people thought this was going to be the, this was going to be the answer to all of our problems. But I don't think that's, I don't think that's true.
Well, and there is other interest in that field,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not talking about that. The stuff we've been,
right.
you know, experiencing the last month is a cross section of businesses, but there's, a number of them that are in secondary forest products, which is kind of
light
what
industry.
We've been saying for years.
Yeah, light industry yeah. type stuff, like yeah. secondary, like wall
panels. Using wood, yeah, we're using wood products, making wood products, things
okay.
like that.
Yeah, the, yeah. okay. The that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And is it because people are running out of places to build, just like you said.
And we have a supply chain and we're close to market. I mean, you know, we have a lot of downfalls in California, but one of the best things we have is a lot of these folks, distance to market is a big thing. So they want to be able to build a manufacturing facility and be able to get their product to a dense market within just several hours. So
well, you could do that.
Being here is,
we also have
sense.
That. We also have these, we have a train track. I mean, it doesn't go right to Stillwater, but we have, it's close
right.
enough. I think that you could use it for moving stuff up north. You know, you got Portland, you got Seattle, you got the British Columbia and south to LA.
Yeah, we have a transloading company right off of 273 over by Weaver Lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of companies
oh, yeah.
move
right.
goods on trucks over there and put it on the rail and then take stuff off the rail and move it locally. So that's a great asset for us.
Okay. LAX, an update on LAX.
Yeah, so this is more of a plea that says if you're going to fly somewhere, please consider using Reading Municipal. We now have, in addition to the San Francisco flights, three a day. We have one a day to LAX. We have about 70% of that flight actually full, but we would like to see it around 85%.
We need what's the bottom line? No BS that we need to do to keep them here.
Well, we want United and SkyWest to be happy. So happy that they say we can support other destinations. I don't want to just keep them here. I want to grow air service.
Okay,
right?
so what's that percentage?
So it's a 50-seater, okay, and I want to put basically 45 people on every plane if I can. I'll take 40.
40 minimum on each plane.
That's what we
so
need.
When we're running 70%, how many is that? 35?
That's 35.
35.
Yeah.
So you need five more people to ride daily.
Yeah, I'd like it to be 8 or 9, but, yeah, anything will help. And I know that it seems like prices have gone up in the market because of the 737 MAX issue.
About fuel cost.
Fuel cost has gone up a little bit. There's no doubt about that. But it is still affordable. If you look just at the business traveler going to
sure.
LA, the price has gone up.
Yeah.
But if you're staying over a Saturday night for, you know, recreation or personal travel, it's still very, very reasonable. And I think if you connect through LA, you know, the prices are really
it gets more reasonable.
Too. That's right.
Plus, you can go down there and through in the morning, come back in the afternoon.
Which I've done, and it's great. You don't have to spend money on a hotel if you don't want to.
So you save money that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And instead of making it a 2-day trip where you have to go to San Francisco, or go to Sacramento, and you know, yeah, just yeah, and you don't have the 3-hour ride and all this. And there's something to be said because we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to be said about getting off the plane and walking through the Reading Airport out to your car. I think it costs you like $1. Okay, me, it costs more than that now. And then you drive home, and you're home in 15 minutes.
Yeah, the door-to-door is amazing.
I mean, it's incredible, yeah. incredible. Okay, the
Venture Conference.
Venture Conference.
Yes.
Talk about that. That's coming up, right?
Yes, it is. So May 31st is the Venture Conference. We're going to be finalizing our top five presenters by early next week. So the Shasta Angels, I've seen about 18 people pitch, and we're going to select the top five early next week. I think one of the most exciting things is this is semi-public information. You guys are really hearing it here first. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Reading City Identity Project.
Sure.
Yes.
They rolled out the top 10 ideas back in January.
Yes.
And they're going to start rolling out the next 10 ideas here very, very soon. They're working on a lot of logistics right now, but the Reading Venture Conference is actually one of the next 10 ideas. So we were funded by the City Identity Project. Wow. They gave us a donation because they really see this as a great thing to help move our community forward and especially our startup ecosystem. So we're really, really excited to have that partnership just because of all the amazing ideas and the momentum that they're doing. We're so honored to be part of that, these top 20 ideas. So that's really exciting. So there's a lot of people right now that are saying, you know, I'd like to pitch. They're just hearing about it now. We're really going to start seeing those presenters probably late summer for next year. We see this as an annual event, and we want more startups to see that they can get funded here locally.
We can.
They do it all the time. MyMyHealth, who I've talked about several times, they celebrated their five-year anniversary last Friday at Theory. Limelight Health.
That's you know what? That is kind of like the...
They're kind of our superstars
right now.
That's
your superstars. But look at Theory. I don't know. Theory Coffee is... it's a phenomenal place. I can't ever get in there. Maybe it's just me. I've got to pick the right time.
You got to pick the right time. Between 1 and 3, it's slowed down.
Okay. Yeah, but I tell you, try to get there. I was supposed to meet somebody there in a business meeting. We ended up going down to Deja Vu. Because that was the closest place. Because you couldn't get into the place, so
it's a good problem to have for those guys.
It is.
Former Marine, the official coffee of Twitter. So the Twitter headquarters, he sends down. I don't know if I'm probably not allowed to say how many pounds, but he's sending.
It's a lot.
Lots of coffee.
Well,
down to Twitter
we're tying into Theory because we want to make Free Fire Radio coffee.
Yes.
It's a strongly conservative brew.
Free Fire shots.
Okay, yeah. Hey, we've got to take a break here.
You guys are great.
We're here with Tony Giovanella, who is the president and CEO of Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who has just been appointed the vice president there. Well, it's been a couple months now. So a lot of stuff going on. We've got one more segment and a lot more things to talk about. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We spend $370,000.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM. It's Carla Linda Bond here on the Free Fire Radio Show. Yeah, with our brand new 96.5 FM. We love it. Your talk radio. Hey, a couple things again. Friday, come join us out at the mall, Mount Shasta. It's called the Healthy Aging Fair. And we will be there from 7 to 9 doing our just a live remote. Visit your local resources and learn about experts in the area. Again, for the weather this weekend, we're looking at 91 today and our lows of 65 throughout the weekend. Tomorrow will be breezy, though. Just want to let you know. Sunday, Friday calls for 92. Saturday calls for 92. And don't forget Mother's Day on sunny Sunday. High of 90. And before we go back into the program with the guys, I just want to let you know that we've got some Riverfront Playhouse tickets from the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, by Adam Long, Daniel Singer, and Jess Winfield.
This is a comedy, by the
way. May 17th. Just want to let you know, if you want to call right now, we're going to give you tickets for that. It's May 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse.
It's almost slapstick comedy.
Okay. 605-4567. Give us a call, and we will make sure you get a couple tickets.
Oh, no, okay, as soon as I said slapstick, the Three Stooges started, you know, Tony, Carl, and Todd started the, you know, whoop, 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 whoop.
Okay.
All right, now you've got something here, the college, about college.
Yeah, so on May 16th at the Cascade Theater, we have an event that's going to start at 4 p.m. It's going to go for a little more than an hour, and I love this event. This event is driven by the Reach Higher Shasta Collaborative, the Education Collaborative, and we have the sponsorship of the EDC, College Options, the Reading Chamber, Forward Reading Foundation, and First Five Shasta. And what it is we go out to all of the high schools in the county, and we find graduating seniors who are going to college, going to community college, going to trade school, or going into the military. And basically, we have a ceremony where they get up and they tell everybody where they're going and, you know, what their area of interest is.
That's great.
And we celebrate it.
It is
fabulous. And, you know, everybody is celebrated equally. We value each choice for the future that these kids make. And it's just a way to showcase the wonderful future we have in our community and what these kids are going to do with their lives. So we're excited about it. May 16th at the Cascade. It's a free event.
Okay.
And we're even going to have some free refreshments afterwards. So come help us cheer these young adults on. They're the next leaders of our community.
Well, you know, one of the things I'm starting to like to see, it's not as going as fast as I thought it would, is young guys and girls standing up. Of course, Aaron Reznor, Adam McElvain. I'm not saying Julia, Mike are old. They're not. Or Kristen. I didn't want to hurt Kristen's feelings. But I'm glad to see that I'm seeing younger people coming in there and standing up and starting to do things. It's time. I believe that we have a mixture here in this town of older and younger, and they need to work together. Do you see that happening, Todd? Do you see, you know, because y'all are bringing groups together? So do you see, are you seeing things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Tony was just alluding a little bit to back in January, we did the Center for Economic Development, hosted a conference up here in at the Sheraton, which covers a huge county area all the way down to Yuba City, Marysville. And we had a panel of people that was basically the passing the torch because there are so many young people. I mean, I work in the startup community primarily, and I'm just seeing all these great young people starting businesses, being successful, and, you know, they don't come up with the same barriers that a lot of the old-time Reading people will talk about, saying, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. They are limitless to what they can do because they don't have the same restrictions. They're not building physical buildings. They don't have a cost of construction issue. They don't even really have a workforce issue because they're hiring the best talent they can find anywhere in the world. But, I mean, I see it everywhere else besides the startup community. I mean, just look at the Americana that just opened up, Jamie Lynn and Brent Weaver. I mean,
beautiful.
Two guys making huge changes. I mean, Jamie Lynn, I don't know if a lot of people know him, but he is like the downtown.
I've been trying to get to know Jamie Lynn.
He's an
amazing
guy.
I expect you all to be our conduits to get Jamie on here to talk about what he sees as the future here.
Revived. I don't know how many buildings
Brent have involved. How about behind us? He was getting involved in that. Ended up McConnell getting it. But Jamie's done this, and Brent now got off the city council because that was just slowing Brent down. I mean, you can only do so much. I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad
city
sense.
City council, you're basically a volunteer. So it takes a lot of time for those folks. And
it was slowing him down.
It's great to see the stuff that he's doing downtown.
Tony.
So just building on that panel, right, one of the things that I thought was the most interesting thing at the conference is there were a number of more mature people like me there. And there were a lot of conversations after that saying, boy, we've got a lot of great young people. They're articulate. They're caring. They're passionate about our community. They're investing in the community. You know what? It's okay to let go a little bit. You know, let's hand over the reins. Let's start, you know, integrating youth. They're doing it on their own. Let's help. Right? So those were great conversations.
If people ask the question, what is EDC? Tangible things that EDC brings in. I mean, a lot of times it's EDC does this, you know, we're talking here and all this. I know a lot of it is that you have to spend a lot of time dealing with people to get them here. And so much relies on, especially when you're talking out of state and international. I mean, you know, they could have a blizzard in Mongolia and that person, you know, then that business can't come over.
Mm-hmm.
What is the EDC brought in, would you say? How would you describe that?
Well, I mean, obviously we can talk about businesses that we helped bring in over the years, like Knopf and Captive Air and Southern Aluminum Finishing.
Yeah,
but
like,
I think
the new airlines.
Yeah, but I think one of the key things, one of the visitors that we had last week, we were showing them different areas of the community, and we were talking about their business. And, you know, an official later on made a comment that, boy, I really didn't see that the EDC knew so much about our businesses and our community, because in the discussions we were able to tie things together and bring resources and companies that could support these potential new businesses coming in that were directly aligned with their needs. And I think they were shocked that we were that embedded in the community and understood the assets that we have.
A lot of times things that EDC, it's hard to quantify. In my opinion,
it's very hard to quantify.
It's hard to quantify
because
it's a long game, and things happen, and you know, and then well, that happened because of this. Well, a lot of it happened because a spark was lit. Now, I only got a minute and a half, so here's the question. It's just like it's a one sentence answer. So, what business would you start up today in Reading, Tony?
I got my answer easy, so I'm gonna start mine. I did Startup Weekend last year for the first time after being involved for several years. One sentence, the minimalist app, which I created, which actually did work, which is the Airbnb of stuff. So you can go online, say, I need a KitchenAid mixer. You can't go down to Home Depot and rent one. You could see that your neighbor has one and rent it from them for a small fee. And we take a percentage of the transaction fee. It's happening in other parts of the world, but it hasn't quite scaled.
So you rent a kitchen mixer from your neighbor?
Airbnb of stuff.
Okay. Okay, Tony.
Right, so mine would be I would leverage the expertise of my beautiful wife, who's in the medical field, and my love for technology and serve the rural community with access to healthcare. There's lots of things to do, whether it's mobile, whether it's technology-based. and it's definitely needed in society.
But we need a high-speed internet out there. It is. Okay. Hey, thanks
all right,
a lot.
Guys, love
EDC it. Here with us once a month. Next month they're going to come in and tell us about the board meetings and all this. Anyway, thanks a lot for everything you do here.
Is it Clark and Clark tomorrow, or is it Trish
and
Clark?
No, it's Bott and Clark tomorrow. Bott and we're going to have on this gentleman who is taking 1,400 kindergartners to Simpson University. Brad West is going to talk to us about how he does that.
Kinder College.
Kinder College.
All right. Chairman of the Board of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Well, okay, everybody, have a great day.